Good evening and welcome to the July 17th, 2024 business meeting of the Council of the Borough of Ringwood. We are going to open up the meeting, but our videographer is running behind this evening, so we are going to go into executive session shortly after we get through the introductions. Nicole, please silence all electronic devices during this meeting. Nicole, statement of compliance, please.
Adequate notice of this business meeting has provided in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the time, date, place, and purpose of this business meeting by consent agenda resolution number 2024-12, adopted January 2nd, 2024, through a legal notice published in the Scrivener's issue of January 10th, 2024, and through notices emailed to the following named newspapers and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall on January 5th, 2024, the Suburban Trends and the Bergen Record.
I just want to correct myself. It's July 16th. I said 17th, but it's July 16th of 2024. Roll call.
Mayor Noonan.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Matty Landis.
Here.
Councilmembers Baumgartner.
Here.
Echols.
Here.
Kerr.
Here.
Kirai.
Here.
And Rebecca.
Here.
Also present, Borough Manager, Director of Public Works, Scott Heck, Municipal Clerk, Nicole Langenmeyer, and Borough Attorney, Richard J. Klimak. Please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, the public is invited to stay there. We are going to go into executive session. May I have a motion, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Resolve that that municipal council enter executive session under the exception of a matter falling within the attorney-client privilege, more particularly referencing resolutions 2023-120 and 2023-121. Be it further resolved that the municipal clerk maintain minutes of the said meeting and that the minutes be released upon the municipal council waiving the privilege. The public is advised that the municipal council may take formal action on any matter discussed in the executive session when it returns or on any other matter.
Motion.
Baumgartner, I'll make the motion.
Kirai, I will second.
Roll call.
Mayor Noonan.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Matty Landis.
Yes.
Councilmembers Baumgartner.
Yes.
Echols.
Yes.
Kerr.
Yes.
Kirai.
Yes.
And Rebecca.
Yes.
All righty, breaking from the normal routine, the public can stay here in the gallery. We're going to, council's going to retire to the courtroom or the executive room. Okay, welcome back to the July 16th business meeting of the Council of the Borough of Ringwood. We have returned from executive session. Nicole, roll call, please.
Mayor Noonan.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Matty Landis.
Here.
Councilmembers Baumgartner.
Here.
Echols.
Here.
Kerr.
Here.
Kirai.
Here.
And Rebecca.
Here.
Thank you. Next, we need to do the approval of minutes. Nicole?
We have the business meeting from June 18th, 2024.
All were present?
Yes.
Landis, I'll make that motion.
Baumgartner, I'll second.
Roll call.
Mayor Noonan?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Matty Landis?
Yes.
Councilmembers Baumgartner?
Yes.
Echols?
Yes.
Kerr?
Yes.
Kirai?
Yes.
And Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay, before we get into the general public portion, as we all know, the parent corporation of Stop and Shop has announced the closing of the grocery store here in Ringwood. There are a lot of misinformation, assumptions, and so forth we are seeing online and social media and so forth. So I asked Mr. Heck to put together a bit of a presentation with the facts that are that we know at this point in communication with the property owner and so forth. Mr. Heck.
Okay, Mayor, I'm going to go to the podium for this, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I'm going to move this so I don't have my back to other folks. No, that's okay. So yeah, Mayor asked me if I would, address some of the issues that we've all seen online and talk about some of the issues that face us currently. You know, there will undoubtedly be some questions this evening or over the next couple of weeks about the Stop and Shop. So before we go into the meeting, I wanted to just take a few minutes to address the community about the most recent news that the Stop and Shop is going to be closing before the end of the year. While this is a corporate decision to close 32 stores within the Stop and Shop network, it's not a Ringwood-specific decision, but we would be remiss if we weren't reflective about how this might affect the community. I'm a lifelong resident, and I share many of your thoughts about the decline of the shopping center. One of my concerns is Stop and Shop made it very clear that they were not going to make any capital improvements to the store, even if they signed a lease. So essentially, we could very well have been saddled with a Stop and Shop that was going to maintain the status quo into the future. And let's face it, that's not a plan, that's a Band-Aid. And we deserve better than that. Over the last bunch of years, Amazon and big box stores really affected the small hometown businesses. And then when the pandemic hit, it made it even more difficult for small business to survive. Recently, our community was clear. They decided they didn't want housing on Skyline Drive to help bolster the business community, and the mayor and council, this mayor and council, heard you loud and clear and took definitive steps to stop that. So where can we be more productive as a community? You know, it's about being productive, right? The mayor and council have directed me and my team to create a plan to revitalize the Skyline Drive corridor and to focus on making sure that the local community and the business community are in unison. We're going to use every tool available to us to make that happen. So you would ask, what does that mean, right? So the committees and the professionals working towards the revitalization goals will be evaluating and presenting to the public and to the mayor and council their recommendations, which may include some of the following. Developing a strategic economic plan and a vision for Ringwood. We'll look into existing zoning ordinances for our business community and make adjustments to allow for opportunities that fit and complement our unique community and that will benefit the business community. We'll look to capitalize on opportunities to enhance the use of businesses' signage through creative, appropriate, and business ordinances while maintaining the aesthetic character that our community has come to enjoy. We'll expedite the planning board applications and the building department review and permits. Equally as important, we will ensure that the community have the support for our endeavors by education and marketing, and we'll have a support your business campaign. That all sounds good, right? So you might ask me, like, what have you done towards these goals? We hired a director of economic development who's been assigned to focus on working with the business community, providing resources and identifying ways to attract new businesses into Ringwood that will enhance the economic development strategic long-term plan for the community. Kristen will continue to focus on working with the businesses, with all the businesses, with a concentration on both shopping centers on Skyline Drive to ensure that the community's focus and the ownership of the shopping center are aligned. We have met with the Azarian Group several times and have asked for a commitment to make the necessary capital investment to improve the Fieldstone Shopping Center. To allow for a broader marketing of the shopping center, we advise Mr. Azarian we would amend ordinances to allow uses that are not currently in our zoning ordinances if they fit our community. We also said that Kristen and I would meet with any prospective tenant to help guide them through the process if necessary. We have a new committee here that does just that. We just did it with the Addiction Center to help them get through the process. You know, I watched what's said online, and some of them are saying, well, let's just find the shopping center to gain compliance. One of our unique obstacles that we face is that the Azarian management, through their leases, transferred many of the costs regarding the building maintenance and the equipment upgrade to the tenants that already may be struggling, and we certainly don't want to compound that. Our efforts to negotiate with Azarian rather than lead with violations and penalties has yielded some positive results that aren't normally seen by the public eye. Over the past several months, our different departments have worked with representatives from Azarian to make improvements to the complex that not only help improve some of the appearance, somewhat, but equally important, provides a better health and safety for visitors and employees for that shopping center. Our code enforcement official, the Azarian Group, removed the graffiti from the building, started to replace the handicapped parking signs, increased the amount of groundskeeping being done to mitigate the constant presence of litter. Our health officer has been monitoring the repairs to be made to the septic system and the drains, not only to ensure proper operations, but to make sure that tenants aren't burdened with sinks backing up any longer. Our fire professional official was able to have no parking zones reestablished for the fire department connections and sprinkler systems and hydrants. We had protection put in front of the electrical components to ensure that the safety so nobody drove into some of those electrical boxes. Azarian management also agreed to have the sprinkler system evaluated to identify deficiencies in coverage in some of the tenant spaces. This was all done without violations, but through communication and outreach. one of the bigger repairs done in the complex was a leaking roof over several businesses. Tenants have been asking for months to have these repairs done. My office, along with several other borough inspectors, worked with this area management to finally have these repairs completed earlier this month. All the items that I outlined were funded by the Azari management, not as a result of violation, but as a result of communication. It would be very easy to just find the Azari loop. But I don't think that it would accomplish anything at this point, and the repairs and improvement would go unaddressed for a much longer period of time. By working with Mr. Azari, we have made some progress. Please don't misunderstand. There's a lot to do at that shopping center. And as I said earlier, I'm not afraid to use all the tools available to me to get the job done. Another concern the public had was the Azarian group sold the property or the property was being listed for sale. That rumor is not true. So in addition to meetings that we've had with the Azarian group,
we've also met with Ben Spinelli, the executive director of the Highlands Council, who's been very helpful to our community and has committed to working with us in revitalizing the Skyline Drive corridor. Several months ago, I've been meeting with the cross-section of business people throughout our community to get input on how they think
we can revitalize the community and would a community center play a role in revitalizing the downtown business district. We're also working with the Ringwood Holiday Observers, a new 501c3 organization, whose goal is to create a greater sense of community by hosting family-friendly, affordable events that also supports the business community. They had a great event, a very successful car show, and this weekend they're having a Ringwood Market at the Fieldstone Shopping Center. All this drives people to the shopping center. I certainly hope you all come out and support them. In conjunction with Passaic County, we're installing crosswalks across Skyline Drive with pedestrian flashing lights to create the ability to cross safely between the shopping centers. My team is also working with the New Jersey Film Commission. You may have heard there's been several films already happening here in Ringwood, and we're hoping to increase that. That's certainly a goal of ours. We're setting up meetings with federal and state departments to discuss programs and options that may qualify for us to assist us in the efforts. It could be planning grants, it could be infrastructure grants. So we're meeting with our elected officials to try and help us with that. I don't want you to think that this is easy or that we're by any means through this. We have a long way to go. As you can see, we've been working towards revitalization, but we need all of your help, the council and the residents. We all need to recognize that the community needs to support all the local businesses. They need your support just like we need theirs. Keep in mind, there's not a youth program in town that doesn't go to these businesses and ask for contributions. Shopping in town is extremely important. I understand. Amazon ships and it's at your door the next day. And often people are working and they stop on their way home to pick up the things that they need. But we need to consider how this plays a role in the profitability of local businesses. The bottom line, guys, is if we don't support local businesses, they go away. We all watched over the last couple of months where we heard about the state aid for our schools that was cut by several $1 million. A vibrant, fully occupied shopping center will help our school system by replacing the much-needed funding through their tax bill that will help to educate our children and replace those dollars. So everybody should be working towards this common goal. We all know that a successful school system helps the value of everybody's properties in town. Look, I guess what I'm telling you is we're working on the problem. It didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be solved overnight. But everything I'm talking about is woven into the economic sustainability of our community as a whole. Every single thing we talk about touches the economic sustainability. So we need everybody working together to meet the moment. And this all begins with all of us, the mayor and council, all the residents, the business community, and obviously me and my team as well. I would encourage everyone to think about what they post on social media criticizing shopping centers and local businesses, because that does nothing to attract tenants to our town. It doesn't actually solve the problem. You'd be far better off if you have a problem with a business to call that business owner and talk to them about it. Look, we're all friends and neighbors. Let's put politics aside and work together to revitalize the business community. If you go to our website,
you can send us your positive thoughts and ideas for
what you think work in the shopping centers and be part of the solution. Nobody knows the community better than all of you, the Ringwood residents. Ringwood is an incredible community, and I know working together we can get this done. So I'm going to end with that, and I'm going to introduce Kristen Holton, the Director of Economic Development. She'd like to say a few things. She's a new employee. She's doing a great job. Kristen?
Good evening. I'm here tonight to speak in response to the recent news of the closing of our Stop and Shop in our town center. This decision further echoes our community members' concerns regarding our town's economic development and the increasing number of vacancies in the Skyline Drive corridor. I'm also here tonight to share our progress in the past few months in responding to these community concerns. Our community is unique, and so are its opportunities, resources, solutions, and strategies. This uniqueness has driven me to look for ways to creatively envision and shape our community's future by leveraging our natural assets, arts, and culture through creative placemaking efforts. Our charming community, with its lakes, reservoirs, mountains, historic buildings, forests, and other picturesque qualities, is a magnet not only for locals but tourists alike. The Economic Development Commission and I are working on ways to host and promote ecotourism events, which will attract more visitors to Ringwood and bolster our local businesses, helping them thrive. Revitalizing the shopping center is complex, given e-commerce and changing consumer habits. I'm focused on retail recruitment, identifying gaps in retail offerings, and analyzing the impact of different tenants on the shopping center's performance. However, it's crucial to remember the importance of supporting our local businesses, which are the backbone of our community. By choosing to shop local, you're not just making a purchase, you're investing in the community's economic resilience and sustainability. Your support helps to cycle money back into our community, strengthening our local economy. I've been actively working on building relationships with investors, neighboring communities, and the economic development organizations. These relationships help to facilitate networking opportunities, joint events, and collaborations between our community and key stakeholders. I've had the pleasure of assisting one of our local nonprofit organizations in hosting events in the Skyline Drive corridor to bring more people into our community. The next event will be held this Saturday. These events drive foot traffic into our existing local businesses and create opportunities for new businesses to move in. We already have several new businesses that will open within the borough in the next few months. I'm working closely with every new business to streamline the opening process to make it smoother and more efficient. I've also been assisting several existing small business owners in applying for grants to improve their businesses. Community revitalization takes time, and we are in the midst of a transition. However, with your feedback and support, we can shape and transform the center of our town into an area that will benefit residents, business owners, and visitors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So before I take my normal seat, I didn't know if you guys had any questions, and thank you, Kristen, for that. I appreciate that. If you had any questions for Kristen and I, or would you like to just continue with the meeting and go from there?
I have a couple questions, Michelle.
No, you go.
First of all, I use Shop and Stop all the time. It will be missed for me. As a matter of fact, I have a food list for my wife that I have to fulfill on the way home. And I also have worked in corporate America all my life, so I understand the logistics of corporations shifting their goalposts and moving different monies around, running out of money, and closing shop. I lived in Wayne before I moved to Ringwood, and the AMP, which my wife and I walked down to, we were so close, closed. And for a number of years, it remained closed because the town couldn't figure out the zoning and there were some issues with the new tenant. Whatever it was closed for a long time. I